Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Mursalat. Now, as far as the text of this narrative is concerned, which relates to this particular topic, we find it to be recorded in Al-Basit, which is Wahidi's tafsir, and a very similar one, in fact, exactly the similar one, which is found in Salabi's tafsir. However, the difference is there are chains of narration which have different people. Now, as far as the chain of narration or the narrative is concerned, which is found in Al-Wasit, I'll read out its text to you. And as I said, the text of the other one, which is found in Salawi's tafsir, is absolutely no different. And both of them have been reported by Ubay ibn Ka'ab from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As far as Al-Wasit's narrative is concerned, the text reads, "Man qara'a surata wal mursalat, kutiba lahu annahu laysa min al-mushrikeen." That is, a person who reads Surah Mursalat, it is ordained for him that he shall never be regarded among the mushrikun or the polytheists. The weakness in this narrative, which has perhaps prompted Hafiz ibn Hajar to regard it to be concocted and fabricated, is the existence of two very, very unreliable narrators. And one of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following comments to record. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is Laysa Bishai, and another comment which is ascribed to him regarding Salam ibn Sulaym is Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says he is Laysa Bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he is Ghayr al-Siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be Za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nisai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is Matruk, he has been abandoned by authorities. And another comment by Imam Nisai is that he is Laysa Bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu, and Abu al-Qasim al-Bughwi says that he is Za'iful Hadith Jiddan, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash also says that he is Kazzab, that he is a liar. And perhaps it is on the basis of this information that Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded his narrative to be absolutely concocted. Now, as far as the narrative is concerned, which is found in Salabi's tafsir, that too has the same text as I said earlier on, but it is also a very weak narrative because of the presence of, again, two very weak narrators. One of them is Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid, and the other one is Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. Now, as far as Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid is concerned, Abu Hatim says that he is Za'iful Hadith. And Ibn Abi Hatim says, Ibn Hibban says that he's Munkarul Hadith. As far as Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an is concerned, Ibn Sa'd says, Fihi Zu'uf wa la yuhtajju bihi. And the comments of Imam ibn Ahmad ibn Hanbal about him are, they are variously reported as Laysa bil Qawi, Laysa bil Shay, and Za'iful Hadith. And similarly, we have different comments from Yahya ibn Ma'in as well. And they are Laysa bi Zaq al Qawi, Za'if, Za'if fi kulli Shay, Laysa bi Shay, and Laysa bi Hujja. And similarly, Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he is wahil hadith, za'if, and la yuhtajju bihi. And in the opinion of Abu Zara, he is laysa bil-qawi. So on the basis of this data, we can say that this narrative too, which is found in Salabi's tafsir, cannot be properly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All in all, both these narratives are extremely weak, and they cannot be regarded to have been said or reported by correctly from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, as far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, I have repeatedly underscored the fact that the correct way in this regard is to have a very, very vibrant and living relationship with that surah by understanding its meanings, by reflecting upon its contents, and by communicating its contents to others. And as far as such narratives are concerned, which are so weak that their ascription cannot be established to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such narratives should be totally ignored. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات